This is February 15th, 1985, in Los Angeles. This is tape one, side one, of an interview with Lewis Kaufman. I am Ruth Cloudman, interviewing Lewis Kaufman for the Archives of American Art. How did you know Mark Rothko?
Well, as a matter of fact, it goes back to our early kiddie days. I was born in Portland, Oregon, and I went to public school there with Mark. Mm-hmm. So from a very early time, I used to come across him here and there in grade school, I think at the Shattuck School in Portland, Oregon. And then many years later, when I was sent to study seriously the violin, after my 13th birthday, I went to New York, where I got to study with Franz Kneisel, who was one of the great musicians of our country. I don't know if you're aware of his career. He had the first great string quartet. He was an intimate friend of Brahms. Mm-hmm. And we certainly had a good background with him. Anyhow, he accepted me into his class. And a few years after I started to study at the Institute of Music Law, before it was taken over by the Juilliard, I came across Marcus somehow. He was painting around. At that time, he was a pupil of Max Weber, as I remember.
Uh-huh. Well, this has been at the Art Students League, perhaps?
Very possibly, uh-huh. Very possibly.
About what time was that, do you recall?
Well, this goes back very early, because this goes back even before I met Annette. I went to New York, in the early 1920s, I think. As a matter of fact, I graduated around Institute of Musical Art around 1930, something like that. So I got to know Marcus in the early 30s or the late 20s in New York. At that time, I had been introduced to Milton Avery by a very nice fellow, I'll think of his name, who came from Hartford, Connecticut. And he got to know Milton very well, and I got to be early already interested in painting. When I was very young, already was a member of a string quartet, and we used to rehearse in New Hartford, and there was mm-hmm. a little local show there. There was a woman, they had a old mixed bag of work. I remember one picture that I thought was very, very fascinating. It was a little oil painting of Brooklyn Bridge with that wonderful curve, you know.
This would have been by Milton Avery?
No, unfortunately not. It was by this woman by the name of Mary Kumpf. Mm-hmm. So it had been the first time I ever thought of, you know, buying a picture, but this fascinated me. And I went over and found out what the price was. It was all of $25. It was a rather nice frame. So I bought it on the spot, that is on condition that I take it after the show was over, which I did. We were rehearsing most of the summer for concerts in New York and wherever we went. Well, I took it with me to my apartment proudly, and it was a little after that I met my friend, I've forgotten his name. Anyhow, he's still active, and I think he's still teaching there. He's a very nice fellow. So I asked him to come up to my little one-room apartment to look at my painting. And he wasn't so taken with it. He rather poo-pooed it. He says, if you want to see really good painting, interesting stuff, I says, that's all right, but this doesn't amount to anything. He says, I want to take you to Milton Avery's studio. We all think a lot of him, and all the young fellows, we go there. Well, at that time, Milton and Sally were living in a tiny little place in Herald Square long before it became the Grandiose Music Center today, the Lincoln Center.
About what year was this?
Oh, this was very early. This was already still in the late 20s, mm-hmm. 26, 27 or something like that, I would think, if not earlier. Well, I went there and I found them both fascinating. Sally was as bubbling as ever. And Milton was most likable. He was always very amiable, and he was never very talkative. But I was fascinated by the work I saw there.
What did it look like?
Well, it was most of it is rather dark, but very rich. And he had still lifes and things that are very remarkable. In fact, the first still lifes, the first picture I ever bought from him, was a